Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. In Parsha's Kitzetzeh, we learn a mitzvah that certainly reminds us of a story that takes place earlier in the Torah. The mitzvah is mentioned in Chaf Aleph Tes Zayin regarding a man with two wives, an Ahuva and a Snua, one that he loves and one that he doesn't love. And the Torah tells him, Lo yuchal levaker, he is not allowed to make a bechor, a firstborn, meaning give the special firstborn status to the son of the loved wife, if he is not indeed the firstborn, right? So again, this man has a wife that he loves and a wife that he doesn't love, and his oldest son is from the wife that he doesn't love. He's not allowed to make the son of the wife that he does love. He can't make that son the bechor, give him the special status. Now, before we even get into the bechor piece, right away, when we think about someone who has two wives, one who is loved and one who is called snua, who is called hated, so of course we immediately think about Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. And then when you take it to the next step, so the mitzvah is that you're not allowed to make a bechor out of the younger son of the beloved wife. And of course, we know that indeed that's actually what takes place, that Reuven was the bechor, he's the son of Leah, and at some point, he loses the Bechorah, and Yosef becomes the Bechor. He has the role of the Bechor, the oldest of Rachel. And Chazal say this all over, and it's pretty explicit in Divrei Yamim. So it looks like we have a mitzvah in which Yaakov violates this mitzvah, which is not the first mitzvah that Yaakov seems to not be keeping. Now, of course, the simplest answer could be that Yaakov wasn't necessarily keeping the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. He didn't have the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. And this mitzvah was, and Yaakov, right, that was before Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, there was a mitzvah made that reminds us a lot of Yaakov and his relationship with Rachel and Leah. Of course, this is a problem for those who say that, for the opinion that's in Chazal, that Yaakov kept all the mitzvahs. And Yaakov says, I kept all the mitzvos. So there's a problem according to that approach. But even not according to that approach, Yaakov, of course, according to all opinions, is a tremendous tzaddik. So how could he violate this conceptually, even if there's no mitzvah that he is bound to? And the Das Kingdom over here is kind of like a double-edged sword to try to address this. What did Yaakov do? Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? Somewhere in between, and that's really what's going to be somewhere in between. The Baal Tosfos will say, "V'im Tomar Hara Yaakov Bachar Yosef Ben Ahuva Pnei Reuven Ben Hasnua." And if you're going to ask, wait, hold on, we have this mitzvah, but Yaakov did this exact thing. Yaakov made his son Yosef the Ben Ahuva, the Bachor, even though there was the Reuven Ben Hasnua, who was really older. K'dixiva Yara Shem Kisnua Leah. So, right, we see that Leah was called a snua, and Yaakov made Rachel's son the Bechor. So, don't we see that Yaakov did something wrong? So, they say, no, hold on. Don't say such thing, because Bibshia so shall Reuven haya. V'nasan Yosef Sheparnes Aviv. That it's because of the pshia of Reuven, so the negligence or the rebellion of Reuven, Reuven's mistake, is what caused this. And Yosef was the one who supported his father. Right? We know that Yosef was the viceroy of Egypt, Mishnah Lamelech. He invited the family there. He took care of Yaakov for 17 years in years of famine, or following years of famine. But then they continue, Va'afilu hachi, but even so, lo yuchal avaker, v'im pesha ba'aviv, v'yena levestin, k'min farash v'azel. That, but nevertheless, even if such thing happens and the son sins against the father, so you shouldn't change who the Bechor is. Rather, you should bring it to Beis Din, bring the son to Beis Din and figure things out there. But you don't just, pick a new Bechor. So it's a fascinating chiluk what the Das Kingdom did over here is that on the one hand, it seems to say that Yaakov wasn't in full violation of the mitzvah. On the other hand, he did something wrong. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to pick a new bechor. What they really are pointing out, the Baal Tosfos over here, they're pointing out that it's not that Yaakov demoted Reuven because he didn't like his mother, and he promoted Yosef because he loved his mother. That's not it. He demoted Reuven because of Reuven's sin with Bilhah, and he promoted Yosef because Yosef stood up, and he was an outstanding son, and that he supported Yaakov and the entire family. Nevertheless, it's not the correct approach to just pick a new Bechor. Hashem decides who the Bechor is, and you have to follow that, whoever is born first, that's the Bechor. So what it looks like is that they're being mechalik between the sin itself, the actual Avera, and as well as the spirit of the Avera, the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law wasn't necessarily violated. It's not that Yaakov was picking favorites based on which wife he liked more, and the son would therefore win or lose out. Based on that, Yaakov was not in violation of the spirit of the law. However, the practical law of not picking the Bechor, that wasn't the correct approach. So it's interesting to see this chiluk and see this middle ground of the Das Akenu over here. Have a great week.